to keep that going.
Harvest is inching closer for several crops in the Northern Plains. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more.
According to Crop Plan by Winfield United Product Manager Mark Torno, there is a tremendous amount of variability in this year's spring wheat crop. There is bacterial leaf streak showing up in some of the crop.
Especially as we move east, you can definitely tell there's different varieties that are stronger and weaker like we've seen in the past. And that scab, so far I'd say is just starting to really show up. We see it out there. But I wouldn't call it devastating or anything. I think in a lot of areas, I think there'll be a, where they got a crop coming, there'll be a pretty good crop.
Harvest-wise, right behind the wheat crop will be canola. Torno says it did take a hit during planting.
The combination of the establishment ununiformity and then kind of follow up with the rainfall, so across the field uniformity. So you've got a lot of stuff that either done blooming and at others that is still trying to bloom. Yield-wise, I'd say right now we're on probably on track for one of our lighter yields. I mean, I don't think it's going to be terrible.
There was a lot of interest from farmers in sunflowers. Torno describes this year's sunflower crop as the shining star.
There's a few that are starting to bloom pretty good. Yeah, I'd say there's a tremendous yield potential on this year. As we're going into flowering, we'll look for red seed weevils. We have a good crop that we've got now. Definitely do not want to let that slide or give up what potential we already built.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
The South Dakota